started off talking about Herculefs, and then we went to Sonic and technology systems, and then we touched on, you know, the seed hybrids.
Yep.
So let's just kind of give an overview of what everybody can encounter when they come visit your tent here.
Okay. Dow AgroSciences is one of really one of the very few companies that combines crop protection products, seeds, and traits all from one company. So we're truly looking to put together solutions for problems that growers are experiencing. So if you think about what growers are looking for, it all starts with the seed. So we have seed that's protected by Herculex for insects. We also have other varieties of seed that are specific for silage and specific for oil production, and others that are high-yielding grain hybrids. In addition, we have a very robust pipeline of products coming down in the future. The first one being a herbicide-tolerant trait that we have called DHT, which is short for Dow AgroSciences Herbicide Tolerance. And we will have a brand on that shortly, but for now we're calling it DHT. And what it does is it really meets, I think, some of the challenges, or it's going to meet some of the challenges that growers will experience in the future in weed control. As we continue to use the same herbicide programs over and over, a lot of those weeds are getting tougher to control, even tolerant to glyphosate and other herbicides. So with the addition of the DHT trait, you can spray high rates of 2,4-D on corn and also eventually in beans and cotton, and we believe that will be the best way for a grower to have clean fields at harvest time.
Okay, and you guys have all kinds of demonstrations out here with all your products. Kind of highlight which ones are the most keynote. I know a couple of them are the first time they've ever been shown.
Yeah, the at the tent at Farm Progress Show for Dow AgroSciences, we have four stops. First is an overview of Herculex Extra. There's a lot of confusion amongst the traits, and I think this stop helps really clarify which traits control the insects and which ones will let a few of them slip away and cause yield loss. Our second stop is our new herbicide tolerant trait, where we can graphically show the difference between having the trait in the crop and not having it in there in terms of the crop tolerance and the safety to the plants and also weed control. Our next stop was looking at some key herbicide tolerant, key herbicides that are coming into the marketplace. They're new products that address the growing popularity of herbicide tolerant crops. So it's a new platform that we call Technology for Traits. And it's all designed to have residual control, followed up with an application of either glyphosate or Liberty. And finally, we talk about our animal nutrition business from Mycogen Seeds, which is designed to improve silage-specific hybrids, both as what we call brown midrib, or BMR, as well as TMFs, which are very high-tonnage silage hybrids.
Okay, great. I think that covers everything, Ben. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you. All
thanks
for coming by.
Definitely.